Well, good day to you. Hello from us here at the Fountain of Life. Thank you for your call today. This is Brother Jeff Chapman down in Tennessee. And I just want to greet you in the matchless and holy name of Jesus, the one who loved us, the one who washed us from our sins in his own precious blood. Well, I would like to open my Bible to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 1. And there is a powerful passage in this, one of the most fearful passages, I think, in the scripture in light of a believer, in light of a soul, in light of a sinner. This is a serious passage, so take heed today and receive instruction and be wise. It says here, the source of Proverbs written by Solomon, and the heart of the book of Proverbs was instruction to young men, to teach young men to be wise, to hear instruction, to learn how to refuse evil. The fool and the wise man are often contrasted in the book of Proverbs. And the whorish woman, the wicked woman, is a big theme in here, to turn to wisdom, to turn to instruction, to turn to the fear of the Lord, to depart from the snares of life. And one of those snares of life would be a whorish and wicked and immodest woman. But then he also goes on to tell us that wisdom is crying. We're going to begin at verse 20. It says, this is a result of rejecting the fear of the Lord, the Bible's instruction, our teacher's instructions. This is a result of rejecting it. You know, there's a progression. One thing leads to another. Remember the story of Samson. Samson was a man. He was the weak, weak, strong man. Samson had all the earthly strength because God had made him a promise. But he was weak in that he loved strange women. And Samson would get away with his sin one time, then another time. Samson hardened his heart. Samson got away with it. He would sin and nothing would happen. He would sin again and nothing would happen. He would sin again and then nothing would happen. He was like he was bulletproof. It was like he was immune from the consequences of wrongdoing until one day, payday came. Payday did come for Samson, and payday will come for you and me. Let's begin at verse 20 of Proverbs 1. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gate in the city. She uttereth her voice. She uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make my words, I will make known my words unto you. So look at this beautiful intro to this. He's saying that wisdom is present. Wisdom is crying. It didn't say wisdom is a small, still voice, like Elijah heard on that mountain when he was in his valley of despair. No. It said that wisdom, the voice of wisdom, is crying. It is crying without. Everywhere you go, that voice of wisdom is crying. From the voice of our teachers, from the voice of our preachers, from the voice of time and eternity and the experience of those that have gone before us and the consequences, whether it be a failure or a success. But wisdom is pride without. It says she's in the chief place, in the openings of the gates, and in the city. Everywhere her words are saying, how long, you simple, you ignorant, you naive, you foolish ones, is what he's saying here. Will you love your foolishness, your own way? Remember those verses in the book of Judges. In those days, there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. My friend, you go ahead and do what's right in your own eyes, and you'll end up in an eternal fire in hell forever and ever. You better heed the voices of wisdom in your life, the wisdom of God especially. Scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Listen to God's invitation. Turn you, verse 23, turn you at my reproof, and I will make my words known unto you. Because I have called and you have refused, I have stretched out my hand, no man regarded, but you have set at naught all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Here they wouldn't turn, they wouldn't repent, they wouldn't listen. God said, if you would turn, I would pour out my spirit and make known my words unto you. The kingdom of God, the words of Christ, the words of the Bible. The Bible says they're not natural. They're not carnal. They are spiritual. And they are only going to be understood to a spiritual mind. It says the carnal mind cannot receive the things of God because they are spiritual. The only way you and I are going to understand what God is saying, and it's not going to seem like a foolish book to us, is if we humble ourselves. And we turn at the warnings of God, and we repent of our sin toward God, repent toward God, repent to God, seek God, cry out to God, and be born again. Then God would give us an understanding. If we could, here in closing, go to the book of Luke. The last few verses in the book of Luke are very incredible, because here was Jesus walking down the Emmaus Road, and his disciples were there, and he joined unto them, and they didn't even recognize who he was. He was the resurrected, glorified, crucified Son of God, resurrected in the power of God, walking among them, and they knew him not. And then Christ began to speak to them, and then he began to teach them all the way from Moses. It says in verse 27 of Luke 24, he says, in beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh into the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went to tarry with them. And it came to pass that he sat to meat with them, and took bread, and blessed it, brake it, and gave to them. that their eyes were open and they knew. Now, I want you to know, there's a day that every baby bird, every baby kitty, every baby puppy, if he lives long enough, his eyes are going to open. He's going to see the world. And I tell you, Christian friend, you better seek to know God and to get close to him, to have fellowship with him, so that your eyes would be opened. Because if they're not, if you don't turn at God's reproof and he makes his words known to him, you're going to be like the man in Proverbs 1. You're going to reject him. You're going to get away with things for a while. But oh, there's a day come when you're going to put it not all God's counsel. And then God's going to laugh when your calamity comes. A holy God in heaven laughing and mocking you because of your rejection of the precious blood of Jesus, the precious way of God, doing that which was right in your own eyes. Like the Bible says, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are ways of death. It's simple, my friend. Give up and let Jesus take over. Fear and obey him. Don't be a man pleaser. Be a God pleaser. Have a great day and keep the faith that is so precious in Jesus Christ.